With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? Tara Roberts here with Fantasy Pros, and we are talking Panic Meter. What players have us terrified in Week 14? Let's kick things off by talking about the Panic Meter grades. The first grade is 0. This past weekend was not ideal, but it can be chalked up as an anomaly. Don't even think about benching them. For Panic Grade 1, the panic is setting in, the leash becomes shorter, but said player is still in consideration as a starter. Make sure a plan B is in place, though. For Panic Grade 2, we are officially panicked, exploring trade options and possibly benching for a more proven, reliable option. For Panic Grade 3, fire sale! Get rid of them for whatever you can before it's too late. They can no longer be trusted as a starter. They are a borderline drop candidate. And the worst Panic Grade is 4. Sever all ties. Smash the drop button so hard that the man ends up in the Shadow Realm. Now let's go ahead and kick things off at quarterback. Deshaun Watson, quarterback, Cleveland Browns. Are we panicking over Deshaun Watson? In his first game in nearly 2 years, Watson completed just 12 of 22 passes for 131 yards and one interception, with 7 carries for just 21 yards. Watson was QB 30 for Week 13, ahead of only Jimmy Garoppolo and Lamar Jackson, both of which left with injuries very early, and behind guys like John Wolford and Kyle Allen. There's certainly going to be some rust to shake off. It's natural for Watson to take some time to adjust back to game speed. But to that point, I can't 100% trust him this week against Cincinnati. The Bengals are an extremely tough matchup for quarterbacks. Watson should be more productive than his Week 13 debut, but be aware that it might take another week or two for him to get back to that 2020 version of Watson. I give Watson a panic meter grade of 1. We're a bit worried, but a slow start is expected. He's not the best option this week, but if you must start him, you can. Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback, Miami Dolphins. 2 straight games of just under 16 fantasy points from Tua Tagovailoa. Should we be concerned? Let's talk about it. Week 12 was a strange week where Houston was so awful that Tua didn't actually have to play a full game. Week 13 was disappointing with just 18 completions for 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. That's excusable because San Francisco is a tough defensive matchup. But that's where I do get a bit panicked. Tough defensive matchups. This week against the LA Chargers is a great matchup, but after that, Miami faces Buffalo, Green Bay, and New England, all very tough secondaries. I'm not saying that we need to bench Tua, but he might be a little closer to his floor to close out this season. We are at a panic level of 1 with Tua. Just be careful and have a backup plan in place. Jamal Williams, running back, Detroit Lions. DeAndre Swift is on the rise. Are we panicking about Jamal Williams? Yes. Yes, we are. Jamal Williams has been a lock for touchdowns that it's kind of masked the reality of his situation. He is a very touchdown-dependent guy. But he is almost guaranteed to get a touchdown, so it's been a wash. But since Swift returned to action, Williams has been limited through the air. And when I say limited, I mean 0 targets since Week 9.
He's not a high volume player, so when you don't get those big multi-touchdown games, you're looking at more of a 10 fantasy point flex option rather than a reliable start at running back. And if Swift is truly back, Williams has limited upside. I am giving Williams a panic grade level of 2. Williams is still a potential flex option, but you should bench him for higher upside players this week. Gus Edwards, running back, Baltimore Ravens. Are we panicking about Gus Edwards? Oh yes, and here's why. Lack of receiving work makes Gus Edwards a constant liability. He has 2 targets on the season with 0 receptions. He is a touchdown or bust player because he cannot give you enough yardage on the ground to even remotely make him competitive if he can't find the end zone. And with the return of J.K. Dobbins potentially happening this week, it is terrifying to think of Edwards in your lineup. Gus Edwards gets a solid grade of 3 on the panic meter. The only saving grace and excuse that you have to not drop him is that the Ravens face Cleveland and Atlanta in the fantasy playoffs. George Pickens, wide receiver, Pittsburgh Steelers. Should we be worried about George Pickens? He is coming off a dreadful game of 1 reception for 2 yards, and this should have been a game where he thrived. But the Steelers force-fed Deontay Johnson 11 targets, which was nearly a 40% target share. But despite how low the target share is for Pickens, he actually has a pretty decent ceiling. And he typically has enough yardage that when combined with a touchdown gets him into that 20 fantasy point range. Pickens is a panic grade level of 2. If you want to start him, you just have to take your lumps knowing that every now and then he has a matchup where he gets you absolutely nothing. But his upcoming schedule is pass friendly and Pickens could easily be very useful in the fantasy playoffs. Jameson Williams, wide receiver, Detroit Lions. Let's talk about the panic level with Jameson Williams. Technically speaking, the panic level shouldn't exist because you should have been aware that rostering Williams was not going to give you immediate results. Wide receivers take time to adjust to the NFL, even the most talented ones. Off-season preparation and preseason as a rookie is critical, and Williams got none of that. He is coming in fresh trying to adjust to the NFL game speed. And while the Lions are actually in the playoff hunt, yes, seriously, there is a realistic shot for them to get in. That is not enough to justify rushing your rookie into a situation that just isn't the best for him. There are no numbers to break down here because Williams played just 11% of snaps and saw just 1 target. Expect this to continue and accept his panic meter grade of 3. If you have the bench space, there is nothing wrong with keeping him here unless there's something with higher upside on waivers. But if you actually need a usable fantasy asset, send the man to waivers. Cortland Sutton, wide receiver, Denver Broncos. Are we panicking over Cortland Sutton? This one might surprise you. Sutton averaged just 13 fantasy points per game in PPR, weeks 10 through 12 with Jerry Jeudy out. That's enough to make you a wide receiver 3. And those were in excellent matchups against Tennessee, Las Vegas, and Carolina. If the best that you can do is wide receiver in advantageous matchups with your top competition inactive, there is no way that I can trust you when he returns. And in week 13, with the return of Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton played just 43% of snaps before going down with a hamstring injury. But in that 43% of snaps, he saw only 1 target. And there is absolutely zero reason to rush Sutton back from a hamstring injury. The Broncos are 3-9, and technically speaking, still in playoff contention, but realistically, their season is done. Cortland Sutton has no upside and might not even be available to play. Sutton gets a panic meter grade of 3.5, but let's round it up to 4. Sorry, Cortland, you just can't be trusted. George Kittle, tight end, San Francisco 49ers. George Kittle has been very inconsistent this year. He's had multiple games of 5 fantasy points or less with huge boom games over 20 fantasy points. But things are about to get even shakier for Kittle with Jimmy Garoppolo out and Brock Purdy leading the way. San Francisco wants to keep things as steady as possible because they are real playoff contenders. And the best way to do that is going to be likely to rely on their top-notch defense and running back group led by Christian McCaffrey. And while I'm a bit concerned Kittle will suffer from continued lack of consistency, you have to look at the landscape for tight ends as a whole. It's shaky out there for any tight end not named Travis Kelce. Kittle's average points per game makes him a mid tight end one. Kittle is a panic grade of zero. He's still a starter. It isn't ideal, but don't pull him from your lineups. He has excellent matchups coming up and should have strong performances.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.